Today, I would like to write about going to Kyoto and what I did there. I will make two blogs about my summer vacation. One will be about Kyoto, and the other will be about Nara. This blog will be about Kyoto. I went to Kyoto last week to visit my friend. I took the night bus there, which was really uncomfortable, actually. I chose the cheapest night bus, so there were no special amenities. The bus was supposed to leave at 11:30 p.m. from Tokyo Station, but it was 20 minutes late. After getting on the bus, I rode it to Kyoto Station. I arrived at 6 a.m. the next day. I was very tired, and I couldn't sleep well on the bus. I made it to my friend's share house, and I took a nap. In the afternoon, we went to Gion and walked around. I even got to see a geisha. It was really interesting, and the atmosphere was very traditional. I really liked it. After wandering around Gion for a while, we decided to go to Kiyomizu-dera, which I have been to many times. My friend had never been there, so I was excited to show him the temple. However, when we got there, it was under construction. I was a little disappointed, but I was still able to take some nice pictures. After looking around the temple, we walked down the hill from the temple through a big cemetery. It was very eerie. There were no people there, and the sun was setting. It was very silent, even though we were close to the temple, where many tourists were. After that, we went to Yakasa Shrine and looked around for a few minutes and took more pictures. The next day, we went to Kyoto Station to look around. I bought souvenirs of special mochi and some other trinkets for family and friends. Then we went to the top level of Kyoto Station. It is free to go to the top, and you can see a really nice view of Kyoto and Kyoto Tower from there. After looking around, we decided to go to a famous gyoza restaurant called Chow Chow Gyoza. My friend and I both really like gyoza, so we had to try that shop. It had many interesting kinds of fusion gyoza, such as yuba gyoza or chicken mozzarella gyoza, and even kimchi garlic gyoza. It was really delicious. After that, we went back to my friend's share house. The next day, we went to Nara. I will talk more about Nara in my next blog.